and this is about my family's annual trip to New York. The train speeds off, and I'm left standing in the dimly lit subway terminal, the heat pressing hot against my face, the air thick and humid. Around me stand millions of people of all different backgrounds and races. Even just a corner of the Grand Central Underground Terminal reflects such diversity. Poverty, wealth, working class, artisans, musicians, and craftsmen. Music filters into the small space. Hip-hop mixed with Latin mixed with I don't know what. I can't even remember the first time I went to New York City, but my mom tells me that I was about one. It's been over a decade. I guess now I consider it as my second home, my home away from home. When my mom was 12, her family, like those of so many others, packed up their bags and left Ecuador to search America for the better life. When all my aunts and uncles grew up and moved out, my grandparents finally moved to Manhattan and bought an apartment directly in the center of the city, the heart of New York life. There, even walking down the street is fun. It's almost like being in another country altogether. Street vendors yell their catchy phrases, trying to get you to buy their purses, sunglasses, and belts. Musicians play for quarters. Culture engulfs the whole atmosphere. Everybody is so different, yet everybody fits together, creating an environment so dynamic, unlike any other. At dusk, the city is even more alive. The lights of Times Square shine brightly, and everything seems to glow, as if lit up by a fairy. Women and men dressed in suits walk the paved streets, talking and laughing, their heels breaking up the sounds of the evening. Others flag taxis and are escorted into restaurants, the smells of food wafting through the air. Off-Broadway, lines of people wave through the crowded streets, trying to get into movies and shows. I can't really say why I love this place so much, but I lived there for whole summers at a time since I was born. It's so different than Seattle. The atmosphere, everything. This annual trip has definitely shaped me and become a part of my life, a part that will last with me forever.